The War for Independence. These United Colonies are, and of right ought to be, free and independent states. So proclaimed a declaration drafted in spring 1776 by a Continental Congress committee, with Thomas Jefferson, a Virginia planter and political leader, as principal author. It listed the abuses and usurpations by which George III had tried to impose an absolute tyranny, denying the colonists natural right to life, liberty, and property. In the revision process, Congress changed property, John Locke's formulation, to the more resonant pursuit of happiness. On July 4, Congress adopted the Declaration of Independence, now enshrined at the National Archives. In its first official act of diplomacy, Congress dispatched Benjamin Franklin as emissary to Paris. A respected Philadelphia politician, civic leader, and statesman, Franklin secured vital French loans and, ultimately, military support for the infant nation. The drive for independence divided Britain's American colonies. Canadians rejected Congress's plea to join the cause. The sugar planters in Britain's Caribbean colonies showed no interest. Even in the 13 mainland colonies, around 20% of the white population, called Loyalists, opposed independence for economic, career, or personal reasons, including lingering attachment to England or fear of revolutionary chaos. Facing ostracism and even violence, many Loyalists fled to England or Canada.